For WRCO Sports, I'm Michael Hernan. Former Packers star linebacker Clay Matthews doesn't like the way Aaron Jones' departure from Green Bay was handled. Matthews reacted on X to a comment from head coach Matt LaFleur that he was surprised when Jones was released. Matthews posted that he finds the lack of communication between the head coach and general manager Brian Gutekunst to be, in his own words, wild. He points out that during last season at times, Jones was Green Bay's offense. The team let the standout running back leave when he wouldn't accept a second straight annual pay cut. In UW women's hockey news, a half dozen Badgers have been named to Team USA for the 2024 International Ice Hockey Federation World Championships. Five are currently on the team, and Hillary Knight is a UW grad. The current Wisconsin players are Brita Curl, Lacey Eden, Lila Edwards, Caroline Harvey, and Kirsten Sims. Team USA meets Switzerland today, then takes on Czechia Friday, Finland on Saturday, and meets rival Canada next Monday. The games are skated in Utica, New York. In Brewers news, Milwaukee Brewers reliever Trevor Megill has gone on the 7-day concussion list after passing out while recovering from an apparent case of food poisoning. Brewers manager Pat Murphy said Wednesday that Megill suffered from food poisoning on Saturday during the team's 3-game road series with the New York Mets. The concussion occurred after the 6'8" right-hander had returned to Milwaukee. Murphy said he fainted in a phone store, fell on the ground, and hit his head. The Brewers recalled right-hander J.B. Bukauskas from AAA Nashville to fill Megill's spot on the roster. The attorney for a worker burned in a 2022 explosion during renovated work on the University of Wisconsin's Camp Randall Stadium says his client has settled lawsuit against the project's general contractor for $22 million. The Wisconsin State Journal reports attorney Daniel Rottier said Tuesday the settlement in Jeremy Rose's lawsuit against J.P. Cullen and Sons was reached before the civil trial was set to begin last month. He says Rose suffered burns over 70% of his body in April 2022 when a flame torch used by a Cullen foreman sparked the explosion under the football stadium as Rose and another worker applied a flammable material to a floor. Long before Caitlin Clark broke records, packed arenas across the country like Taylor Swift in sneakers and inspired young girls to be like her, women's basketball looked very different than it does today. Clark, who will lead Iowa in this week's Final Four in Cleveland, had her path paved by pioneering players who helped make the game what it looks like today. Clark's assault on the NCAA record books this season has illuminated some of the greats. Women like Nancy Liberman, Ann Myers Drysdale, Pearl Moore, and Lynette Woodard, who often played in empty arenas with little fanfare. A series of missteps during the women's NCAA tournament, topped by a mistakenly lying court in Portland, has been a backdrop to what has been a great moment for women's basketball. This season's tournament has been a showcase for players like Iowa's Caitlin Clark and USC's Juju Watkins, while also drawing big crowds and record-breaking ratings. But like 2022, when the women's weight rooms became a symbol for inequity, this year's tournament has included a number of seemingly avoidable blunders. The Buffalo Bills have agreed to trade their top receiving threat, Stephon Diggs, to the Houston Texans in an offseason deal. A person with knowledge of the discussions told the Associated Press. The person spoke on condition of a nominee because the trade has not been announced. It was first reported by ESPN.com. As part of the deal, the Bills acquired the Texans' second-round pick in the 2025 draft, which Houston acquired in a trade with Minnesota, the person said. Houston also acquired Buffalo's sixth-round pick in this year's draft and the fifth-rounder in 2025, the person said. For WRCO Sports, I'm Michael Hernan.